Unity, Wilkie, Mecklen. Each year when November 11th rolls around, Community Legion members wonder whether it's next year or another date early in the future, when others will need to fill their shoes. It's not new news to learn Community Legion organizations are dwindling in membership numbers. Unity, Wilkie and Mecklen all have just one veteran left in their community and active members are aging. Mecklen's Joe Degenstein, 96, Unity's C. Campbell, 98, are both Second World War veterans, and Wilkie's Charles Clark, was a member of the Canadian Air Force. The questions remain, when it comes to Community Remembrance Day services, who's going to fill their shoes? For veterans and longtime Legion members, this is the most important day of the year. It's difficult for them to serve in limited capacity, but at the same time, they know they can no longer bear the load of what Community Remembrance Day services used to include. Lorne Coleman, representative for Unity and Mecklen Legions, says, "We used to have a number of school services, a community-wide service on November 11th, a veterans parade, and, at times, cemetery services or tributes as well as a meal at the Legion. While the pandemic dictated some of the demise of these activities, it is just no longer feasible for small group numbers with aging members to undertake all of this." While community veterans and Legion members greatly appreciate the yard signs people are displaying, they remain hopeful some group or organization in their community might take over the planning and organizing of traditional November 11th services. Legion members were quick to commend communities for hosting drive-by parades during the pandemic. Unity has had a group of volunteers light candles along the paths of Memorial Park as an added tribute, and last year a drive-by parade also took place. They also express their thanks and appreciation for the support they get from their community. Andy Winterhalt of Wilkie Legion said they are still in planning stages for the Community Remembrance Day services and are happy to have the assistance and support of the Wilkie Elks. Winterhalt adds, there are less than 24 members of Wilkie Legion and a number of them are non-residents, leaving a very small group to work with. Coleman says the Legion in Mecklen and Unity will participate in both school services, where they are able on November 9 and 10, as well as community services that are in final stage plans for November 11th in both communities. One community member, not wanting to be directly quoted, says, "It's more than just wearing a poppy or showing up for any service in town there may be. It will take the next generation to keep Remembrance Day services a part of the annual events in our community, paying tribute to our men and women who sacrificed so much for the freedom we experience today. Imagine life without them. Who's going to stand that tall? Who's going to remember those who gave their heart and soul to not only their country in battle or peacekeeping overall? To ensure no generation will forget them and their fellow soldiers, I wonder who's going to fill their shoes when it comes to hosting Community Remembrance Day services." As plans are still being finalized, see future story for a list of school and community services that will be held.